This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Life comes at you fast sometimes, and there was a period of time before spring training got started where there were some people who said the Orioles' bullpen might be a strength. It might be one of the best in baseball.
I question
Felix
that.
Batista, and they bring in Andrew Kittredge, and then that slots guys like Soto and Dominguez down. You got Yennier Cano as a main setup guy. So, you know, Perez is back, but now Andrew Kittredge is out months. Felix Batista, he did get a little more velocity, but he got hit hard last night, and he's made three appearances. They said they needed to get him to seven if he has any chance to make it to on the opening day roster. So we had Jacob Kalbermeier on yesterday, Jason. He said that's possible, but we shall see.
I didn't like yesterday.
So now Batista, opening day's in doubt. We know Kittredge ain't coming back anytime soon, which slots Dominguez and Soto back up into prime positions, which even the more optimistic guy about those guys, me, I don't like that. And so I know you
hate
it.
Brian Baker's back on the team, and he gave up three home runs the other day.
He was really good before that, though.
Yeah. We've seen a lot of Brian Baker.
Yes, we have.
I think we know who Brian Baker is.
I know exactly who Brian Baker is.
Look, I Felix did end throwing the ball around 98, but there was fastballs and splitters that, like, I think what makes him a dominant two-pitch pitcher is the way those two pitches play off each other and the difference in their movement and the difference in their velocities. And I think when you're throwing one 98, 99, 100, and you're throwing the other one 92, 93, that's a problem. When you're throwing 195 and you're throwing the other one 86, that's also a problem, but not in a good way. And the 86 and 87 mile an hour pitches were getting timed up and lined up pretty good by some good hitters like Reynolds and by some career minor league guys. So given the way they've talked about him and given the way pitching has blown up on them all over the place,
yes,
and given that they've had anything but a Midas touch when it comes to these sensitive pitching situations, And they've already laid out expectations before the big man even started pitching that, hey, you know, he might not be ready for opening day. I don't think he's going to be here opening day.
It wouldn't surprise me. I mean, with how the messaging has been, and even if he is here opening day, Brandon Hyde's already said, especially in the first half of the season, he's not going to pitch back-to-back days. He's never going to ask him to get more than three outs. And that's why we kept saying throughout the offseason to get that closer insurance. And Andrew Kittredge wasn't that anyways, even if he was healthy. So now you're right back to where you were last year with where Sir Anthony Dominguez is closer 1A while Felix is getting ramped back up. And Gregory Soto is going to see some high leverage situations.
Yeah.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, this is what's troubling. And, you know, I hate to tell people Jason was right, but Jason was right. Like, and we were screaming for them to be more aggressive about bullpens because, and I always love to reference the what if guy. or the if guy. The if guy said, if this goes and this goes, if this everything goes right, they got a good team. But what is your plan for a rainy day? And right now it's pouring. Like, Grayson Rodriguez, I don't know when he's coming back. You didn't do anything to get insurance in the rotation except for two older guys. You didn't get closer insurance for Felix Bautista, which we begged for. We begged you. Like, Kenley Jansen was sitting out there. Like, there were guys out there. Like, by the way, and I don't love him, but David Robertson's sitting out there right now. Yep. I would go sign him because you need some help in this bullpen.
Yeah, look, I think that the margins are getting increasingly thin. And you can tell me it's early. I would say when you've had this much go wrong already and you've had so much trouble keeping pitchers healthy and getting them back when they're supposed to come back, according to your own original timelines, I'm using air quotes in here because, again, we can talk about Wells, we can talk about Means, we can talk about Bradish.
You going Steven Jones on us?
We can talk about Felix. I don't know how many guys come back the way they're supposed to, how they're supposed to around here. But I think they've left themselves incredibly vulnerable. And then you look at a Chase McDermott who might be slotted into a higher-ish leverage role or maybe into your pen, and you don't know when he's coming back. And we're already talking about Baker at the major league level. And guess what happens when you cut Brian Baker? He's gone because he doesn't have options, which is he'll why he's going to make Norfolk. The team. But you're not going to be able to get him back to – no, he's not going to be back to Norfolk. Somebody, the Marlins, bad team is going to take a shot on him.
Hey, I don't interrupt you. We got breaking news. The Ravens have re-signed Patrick Ricard.
Nice.
It's a one-year fully guaranteed deal. I do not have financial terms yet.
It's not going to break the bank.
But Ricard back in the fold for the Baltimore Ravens.
Makes all the sense in the world, and I think Kyle Juszczyk getting cut was probably all the final motivation Pat Ricard needed to go ahead and take the bird in hand here. Unfortunately, as great as Pat Ricard is, not many teams utilize a fullback. The ones who do don't really want to pay for it, and the market now has two all-pro caliber fullbacks on it. So it's a huge move. He does so much. I remember the days of Willie Fitt, Monk's offense. Yeah. Monk's smart. Monk doesn't just talk about a vault. Monk's got a real vault, and Monk knows how to utilize people to their fullest. And Pat Ricard is an integral piece of their flexibility on offense.
Yeah, it was one of the more no-brainer moves for them this offseason. And going back to the season-ending press conference, Eric DaCosta was very confident then. But before we step out, we do have a couple Orioles polls to pay off. Orioles' lack of ambition and spending for multi-year deals to plan for inevitable injuries to young arms was a major offseason gripe of ours. Frankly, we hated the approach. Now Grayson is hurt, and so is McDermott and Rogers. How are you feeling about it, Birdland? This one's about to go final in less than an hour. Elias dug too big of a hole, 67.4%. Elias can fix it, 32.6%. And then we just put up...
Can I just interrupt? Sorry. I wish you put a C there, which was Elias can fix it but won't, because I would have voted for that, Jason.
Yeah. Well, I think it's implied that, they could.
Yeah.
And then we put a poll up prior to the show today. It's going to be live till tomorrow. IA1057 The Fan is how you find it on Twitter. O's delayed. Bautista's Tommy John surgery still iffy 17 months later. Wells and Means repeated setbacks from surgery. Delayed Bradish Tommy John surgery. He says he pitched in agony, now could lose two seasons. Grayson pitching in fake games, throwing 89 and hurt two. Do the Orioles have a problem? Systemic failures, 64.3%. Just bad luck, 35.7%.
It's more than bad luck now. When you got guy after guy after guy, that's not luck.
And we're trying different trainers, and we're trying different pitching coaches, and we're getting the same results.
Baseball gods.
No. You got problems.
We'll come back, talk Patrick Ricard and the Ravens. If you're just tuning in, Patrick Ricard re-signs with the Ravens, a one-year fully guaranteed deal. When we have more financial terms, we will get them to you. But Jonas Schaefer covers the Ravens for the Baltimore Banner. He joins us next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapper jacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-based insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.